Kaylee, thanks so much for the time. Hey, now that you've had a few days to soak all of this in, how does it feel to win not one, but two national championships?
It feels so incredible. It's really just this feeling of noticing all the work that I put in throughout the past season, but also the past years, and just all the changes I've made. That's really led to my great success here, and I'm so thankful for every bit of support along the way.
Since winning the national title, who have you heard from in terms of former teammates, current teammates, coaches, competitors, whoever it may be?
Yeah, I've definitely heard from a few of the past Ithaca College alumni who I have dove with or worked with in the past, and they've been so sweet, and I truly feel like I am carrying on their legacy. They've created a great environment here, and I'm very proud to keep keeping it up. And I've heard from a few past coaches that have absolutely helped in my success. So it's really been exciting hearing from a lot of people.
How much does it mean to you to be able to do this at a school that you grew up near and went to high school very close by?
I am very, very proud of all of this. It's immensely because of the people that I'm surrounded by. I decided to come back to Ithaca because I knew the people, I knew the coaches, the teammates, and they create an environment that I feel proud to be in, I feel seen to be in, and it's really just amazing. I am thankful for everyone, as I said, all the support. I couldn't have done it without them. It's not a small town community, but it definitely feels it, especially in the sport of diving when you get to know everyone around you, and I'm very appreciative of everyone.
Kaylee Payne's with us here on VTL, junior diver for the Ithaca College swimming and diving team, two-time national champ, winning that last week in the 1 meter and the 3 meter. I want to go back to how those went down for you. Hopefully you remember them. Maybe it's all a blur at this point, but let's start with Thursday's dive off the 1 meter boards. What went right for you to come out on top, especially by such a wide margin?
Honestly, when it came to finals on 1 meter, everything went right. And it was funny because almost every single one of those dives, I really was nervous. I knew the possibility of me winning that national championship. I knew the possibility of what I could accomplish. And honestly, I felt it. I felt the nerves. But I also knew what I was capable of. And I knew all the dives I was doing. I've done them quite literally hundreds of times. So don't worry, I had nerves. I had plenty of nerves. But it was just the excitement of being there and taking in every bit of it and just enjoying it. And everything went right. Everything really did. Even when it didn't feel right, it went right.
How much confidence then did you have because of Thursday? How much confidence did that day give you to excel on Saturday off the 3 meter boards?
It honestly gave me this sense of pride, but also just fun. It was amazing knowing that I have this weight off my back, but even going into 3 meter, it's such a different event that I still had these nerves going with me, but knowing that I overcame so many challenges and accomplished such a great feat going into 3 meter, there were nerves, but there was also this sense of even with the nerves, you can accomplish great things. So it was quite 50-50, but you know, I've come this far, so I can do pretty great things.
Ithaca College junior diver Kaylee Payne is with us here on VTL, winning two national titles last week. What are some of the biggest differences between diving off the 1 meter and the 3 meter boards?
Yeah, I mean, the difference is quite literally 2 meters, but it's all about timing and just body control is a big thing. So when you're falling at that extra height, it's learning to stand things up taller, making sure that you're riding the board well so you can get that extra height. But it's also finding that out and making sure you enter the water really tight. So it's a lot more body control, something that I'm still learning for sure.
What do you think has improved the most in your diving from, let's say, the beginning of the season up until now?
Truthfully, I would say my confidence. Coming out of a couple past years where I just wasn't in the best environment and best headspace, coming to Ithaca and working with Chris and my teammates, I felt that I have this newfound sense of purpose with my sport, and I have this found purpose of having fun. And because of that, I'm able to be confident. I'm able to go into my dives confidently knowing that I can do them. So there is definitely a lot of confidence that goes into it, but it's just finding my purpose again and realizing that I'm doing this not to prove anything, but to prove that I just can do something. I'm not proving it to win, proving it that I can just do it.
Ithaca College junior diver Kaylee Paynes with us here on BTL, coming off a two-time national championship performance. And it was also a special weekend because your coach, Chris Griffin, was named the Women's CSCAA Dive Coach of the Year. So how great is it to see him be honored, and how much has he helped you grow as a diver this season?
I am so excited for Chris for winning that award. He absolutely deserves it, not just because of me, but because of all the success that the team has had. He truly leads such a amazing program that has such a legacy to it, and he deserves it. He's a very special coach, a very special person, and he has proven that he's capable of carrying success along with him wherever he goes.
So what's next for you? Like, where do you go from here at this point? Like, are you already looking forward to next season?
Oh, I totally am, but I'm also so excited for this summer. I'm going to be gardening, I'm going to be crocheting, but I'm also excited to throw some new dives if we're staying in the realm of diving. Definitely going to keep trying to bump up that difficulty I have, so there's still a lot of things ahead of me, yeah.
And you're going to be enjoying the good life as a two-time national champ. Hey, Kaylee, it's been an awesome season for you, and this accomplishment is something so, so special. Doesn't happen very often. So congratulations on the titles, and thanks so much for dropping by here, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.